Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you.
Welcome free back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for listening on this Thursday morning. We do appreciate it. 251-343-0106. Russia Ukraine question out there. What should the U.S. do regarding U.S. If Russia decides to invade Ukraine? And then the other question, I guess, is this: make the case for West Mobile and why you think that that is superior to downtown while we're showcasing all the great things we have here in Mobile, Alabama. And I think you're crazy if you think that you could offer anything. But, you know, who am I to decide? Everybody but Ricky and Chris, y'all two are still banned. 251-343-0106. Joining us now on the line, very pleased to bring on my next guest, State Representative Wes Allen of Troy. He's running for Secretary of State here in Alabama, former Pike County probate judge. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. And Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you as well. Thanks for that. Let's get right. Well, first off, let's get into it. Campaign. How is the campaign going? Maybe an opponent or two come and go. I don't really know what the state of the race is, but I assume you're still out hammering the campaign trail.
Yeah, Jeff, we are. We're traveling the state of Alabama, taking our message of election integrity and secure elections to the people, and our local experience that we had over those 9.5 years of administering elections in Pike County and working with those local folks there in Troy and Brundage, and we're just enjoying the campaign trail. And but it's a big state, and it's a beautiful state full of great people. But it's been good, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah, and is it, the Secretary of State office, not something traditionally we thought about, but we saw it happen in Georgia. We watched this 2020 election unfold, and I would have to assume that there's probably more public buy-in, more public interest in the office of Secretary of State than maybe there had been in the past, it seems.
Yeah, Jeff, it is. Matter of fact, I was in Marshall County the other night and gave a little talk, and people are very concerned. The antennas are running up, about what they saw, back in 20. And they just want to make sure the people of Alabama are concerned. They want to make sure our elections are going to be secure. And we're seeing that. We're hearing that. And, like I said before, we're just talking about our experience about handling election law. And but there are a lot of eyeballs, so to speak, on the Secretary of State's office.
Yeah, I mean, and it's these things that you see catching on in other states, and most of us here, especially on the Republican side, don't want to see this proliferation of an election season with mail-in voting or the expanded time, drop boxes, whatever it may be. Generally, as conservatives, we're skeptical of the government, and we're probably skeptical of their ability to handle elections. That's why there's such a, it seems to me, at least on the Republican side, such a focus on what you would do if you were Secretary of State.
Yeah, it is. And, like I've said before all over the state, with my experience working with probate judges, being the former president of the Alabama Probate Judges Association, and my relationships with all the local probate judges around the state, and the circuit clerks and sheriffs and board of registrars, and working with those folks who are the boots on the ground that execute election law, I think it's important. And so, when I'm in the Secretary of State's office, and when some local probate judge calls me up and says, "Hey, we've got an issue with this, that, or the other," it won't be foreign to me, and I know what they're talking about because I've been there and I've done it. And so we're excited as we move along the campaign. With the session coming up, we're going to be addressing, I'm sure, some election-related bills.
We'll get to that in just a moment. Back to the probate judge question. What seems to be the concern from your former probate judge colleagues, if you will, if I guess that's what they're called. You used to chair that association, and I'm sure that they have things that they would like to see change, get done. What's your take on that? What do you see as some of the priorities that need to be addressed?
Well, I can tell you that last session, I sponsored with the help of Representative Matt Simpson down your way of the bill to ban curbside voting. And, you know, that issue alone, that you know, federal court judge, you know, in the summer of 2020 just up and said, hey, we're going to allow curbside voting in Alabama. You know, that would have introduced, you know, some chaos and confusion. I don't like to use that word a lot from what we saw around the country, but it would have introduced chaos and confusion. And so the probate judges, circuit clerks, were very appreciative of that bill that we passed to make sure that our elections continue to be strong. And, you know, we can't go down that road of weakening what we have here in Alabama, because what we have is a model, really, for the rest of the country. And we're proud of what we've done. And so we're just going to keep moving forward. But those probate judges, you know, that they work hard. Each and every one of them with their staffs, they want everything done with transparency. And they're very proud of the work that they do, and I'm proud of them, too.
Joined by State Representative Wes Allen here on the program, candidate for Secretary of State on the Republican side, running in this upcoming election cycle, May 24th for primary day. Representative, let's get to you got a pre-filed bill here wanting to ban, I believe it is, ban private funds from interfering or influencing the administration of Alabama's elections. So let's hone in on exactly what you're referring to here that you want to prohibit. Okay.
Sure. Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, it's we've pre-filed the bill. It's House Bill 41, and it would prohibit state or local election officials from soliciting or accepting or using any donation or grants or services from any private non-governmental entity for the purpose of election-related experiences, expenses, including voter education and outreach, voter registration. But, you know, you saw that the grants that went out from Mark Zuckerberg back in 20, when he used the Center for Tech and Civic Life to distribute those grants around the country. Over 2,500, I think, local jurisdictions received those private funds. And so, you know, Zuckerberg spent millions of dollars to, quote-unquote, assist local election officials across the country, mostly, Jeff, in liberal-leaning counties by providing funds and personnel to work in various stages of the election process. And, you know, this should absolutely be cut off immediately, be banned immediately. You know, no private person or corporation should be involved in the funding or staffing or administration of our election process in Alabama, period.
Well, what is the danger there? That it appears to me, just at face value, that all those efforts were just some kind of a kooky get-out-the-vote effort, get out more Democrats to vote. You know, what is the threat to the election integrity with what they're trying to do?
Well, Jeff, anytime, you know, those private funds come into play, especially around local jurisdictions around the country, you know, a lot of questions and bells went off in people's minds about, well, what strings are attached or what precedent does this set going down the road? And nothing may have happened this election, but what about the next election, you know, if they receive those private funds? And so, you know, worried about the precedent that private funds, grants may set. And sometimes, you know, the private donors or private money may have an agenda. And so that's the one thing that I'm worried about on that. And so that's why we're bringing the bill. You know, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, I think Idaho, Kansas passed bills very, very similar to what we're doing. So we're looking to get this bill teed up and ready to go January 11th when the session starts.
It's just a matter of commingling private money with public money, and that could cause some undue impact on the election. Just kind of walk us through that.
Yeah, Jeff. Listen, I mean, when you're using private money to buy drop boxes or to do other things with that private money, you know, like I said before, the precedent it sets when those dollars are introduced to the governmental function and public-private partnership when it comes to our election process is not a good thing, in my opinion. And so, you know, we're going to work really hard on this bill and getting it passed, and we're looking forward to further strengthening our elections in Alabama when we come back into session.
Now, when we look at elections in Alabama, a lot of what, you know, I assume it's kind of a one-size-fits-all. There's not a lot of leeway. How much leeway do the individual counties have in administering elections? Is it different in 67 counties, or do you have guidelines that really prevent, that would prevent, say, for example, private money coming in and we're going to use this kind of voting machine, or we're going to use this kind of ballot tabulation process? Are those things in place to keep these counties from going too far out of way?
Yes, it is. And, you know, there are procedures in place, things put in place. And, of course, you got, you know, the election code, Section 17 of the Alabama code that kind of lays out the election process and administration of the elections. And so that's what the probate judges and the circuit clerks, who are the absentee election managers in Alabama, and the sheriffs, who are the caretakers of when those returns come back in on election night, and you take care of those ballots and the chain of custody. And so it walks our local officials. It gives them the parameters of what they can do to administer our elections.
How much of this outside influence do you think really impacted Georgia? Because somebody out there was enabling a Stacey Abrams to be as activated and as involved in Georgia's election process. And I just kind of looking at the mistakes made in Georgia that led to what had happened, kind of this result we hadn't seen maybe since probably not since what, I guess, where the state would go blue like that since Carter, but or I guess Clinton, and maybe it went for Clinton in 92, I can't remember. But you know, how much of that was, you know, this outside money, this special interest money coming in from outside, from the Facebooks and the tech companies, really played a big part in what happened in Georgia, do you think?
Jeff, that's hard to answer, not being over there and not being a part and knowing that their election law, like I know Alabama's, but it's hard to say. But you know, it's clear that taking these private money, these private funds to administer election law is it's bad precedent, and we can't go down that road. And so that's why I'm bringing House Bill 41 to further strengthen our elections.
Have you gotten any feedback on the bill?
I think we just got it pre-filed, and it just updated to the Allison website for the legislature. But I can tell you that, you know, I've had, you know, some people tell me that, you know, listen, whatever we need to do to further strengthen, you know, this is a good idea. And, you know, even when it was happening, the Center for Tech and Civic Life was handing out those grants back during 20. I heard from voters. I heard from several in Pike County. Hey, man, what is this about? So I've been hearing about it for a while, and we're going to move forward with it.
You got anything else you think beyond this that you're looking at next session?
Yeah, we've got a bill that I brought every session since I got elected back in 2018 to the legislature, and that's our Red Tape Reduction Act. It amends a bill that was passed back in 2013. To kind of get our arms around unelected bureaucrats that sometimes promulgate rules that hamper economic growth. So we want to make some changes to that bill, to that law, and to make sure that state government is being responsive. And if a certain rule hits a certain threshold of $1 million or more, it's going to require a joint resolution from both houses in Montgomery, the House and Senate, to approve that rule. And so we want to make sure we're continuing with our business and friendly environment in Alabama. And we want to kind of put our arms around and hamper this rulemaking authority.
Representative, you've been very kind to make time for our program this morning. Real quick, if folks want to find out more about your campaign, or if they want to get involved or anything else, get to know you, tell them where to look.
Well, you know, you can find me real easily on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, And so, I would suggest, I'm pretty active on there, letting everybody know where I'm at, where I've been, and updating on the campaign that way. So that's an easy way for us to find it.
Representative, as I said, you're very kind to come on, and let's talk again soon.
Jeff, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. That's State Representative Wes Allen, running for Secretary of State. I believe he's got one opponent, Chris Horn, up in Madison County. Maybe we'll try to get him on sooner or later, but one to watch. Anyway, 251-343-0106. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porter Show at FM Talk 106.5. Living their lives, waking and baking every morning at 8. Make it to work, they're always late. Living by the job.